Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
That's good to see you too. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week we had a special guest player on the show, and you left us with a challenge.
Yes, based on his name, in fact. I said, start with the name of last week's special guest, Walter Hickey. Change one letter to a C, and you can spell a two-word phrase, 7-5, that names something a delusional person might need. What is it?
Well, if you drop the W and change it to a C, you can rearrange those letters to spell reality check.
Okay, Ian. On July 25th, 1969, Neil Young played his first show with David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash at the Fillmore East in New York City. To commemorate this historical musical moment, this week I've brought a quiz about the members of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Boy, if I don't get these right, I have to give up the show, I think.
First up, after almost 3 years of secrecy and speculation, it was finally revealed in January of 2000 that David Crosby was the biological father to Bailey and Beckett, the children of what singer and her partner?
That was Melissa Etheridge.
It was indeed, and the cover of Rolling Stone where they broke the news, the headline was Melissa's Secret. In 1997, Stephen Stills became the first person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice on the same night. One of his inductions was with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the other was for his work in what band, of which Neil Young was also a member?
That was the Buffalo Springfield.
It was the Buffalo Springfield. And as of now, all members of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young have been inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Crosby with the Byrds, Graham Nash with the Hollies, and Young as a solo member. Besides being an accomplished musician, Graham Nash is also an avid collector of photographs. In 1990, he sold at auction his collection of 2,000 prints, which set the record at the time for the highest grossing sale of a private photograph collection. Which New York auction house handled the sale?
Sotheby's?
Sotheby's is right, yes. And Sotheby's, as the name sort of implies, was established in London in 1744. It's the fourth oldest auction house in continuous operation. In 1994, Neil Young was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song. The song shares its title with the film it's featured in, and it lost the Oscar to a Bruce Springsteen song whose title has the film's title in it. What film was it?
I don't know if I know this one.
The person who won Best Actor won it for this movie that same year.
Philadelphia.
It is for Philadelphia, yes. Neil Young's song, of course, was called Philadelphia, and the Bruce Springsteen song it lost to was called Streets of Philadelphia. And in Tom Hanks's acceptance speech for his Oscar, he gave credit for his inspiration to Neil Young's song. And finally, we've run out of members. What could possibly be happening? And finally, released only 1 month after the incident that inspired it, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's protest song Ohio was written in reaction to the tragedy at Kent State. What president is name-checked in the lyrics?
Nixon's coming.
That's right. He is indeed. And David Crosby said that Neil Young keeping Nixon's name in the lyrics was, quote, the bravest thing I ever heard.
Hmm.
Well, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Pickus went 5 for 5 this week. Speaking of them, if you haven't heard Ian's interviews with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, no Young yet, check them out on WAMC's website. And while you're at the computer, drop us a line, quiz@wamc.org.
That's very gracious of you. Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the names Nash and Stills. That's N-A-S-H and S-T-I-L-L-S. Drop one letter, then rearrange the rest to spell a four-letter word for some tiny things, and a five-letter word that names things built by the tiny things. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Thank you for, as you say, probably one of my most favorite shows ever.
You're welcome, and we'll do it again next week. It'll be like deja vu all over again.
In our house.